You gonna be able to get your team to travel early so you can all go watch your brother's team in Madison on Saturday?
It's crazy. I don't even think my mom and dad are coming. It's yeah, that'd be too stressful. You know, too stressful. It's one game's enough, man, to deal with. So it's kind of interesting, though. It's kind of fun. Hopefully, we can have some success as a family.
How fortuitous is that late season bye week for you?
You know, I don't know. It's I mean, whenever it comes, you know, gosh, I guess you could argue that we could have used it a couple weeks ago when we were really banged up, and but it's beneficial to us. We have a chance to get guys rested a little bit and get healthy, which is something that was really important to us.
John, how do you think Joe's playing for you this year?
In what sense? You want a grade, or what are you looking for?
Just his overall play, just his numbers seem flat.
Yeah, well, you know, we're just trying to win games. I mean, we're trying to do whatever we can to win games with the guys we got, the team we have. Everybody's fighting and working. You know, we want everybody to get a little bit better here in the next seven games and win as many of these as we can, see if we can find our way in the playoffs.
What kind of find was Alex Collins for you guys?
Yeah, great find. Thanks for bringing that up. That was really, gosh, I'm just so proud of our scouting department, Ozzie and his group. Vince Newsom, those guys just did a great job of evaluating him, and he's been just really you know, something that really helped us, made us better.
John, you've obviously coached some of the best inside linebackers in the game during your time. I'm curious, what separates elite-level play at that position?
That's a great question. Probably as far as being able to coach that position, you know, being blessed, I would say, or good fortune, whatever you want to call it, it's less about coaching and more about the player, I can tell you that. And the guys that we've had, guys like Ray Lewis and C.J. Mosley and others, Bart Scott, they're football players. They understand the position. Playing linebacker is kind of a unique position. I think Green Bay's got two good young linebackers, but guys who understand the game, understand the read progressions, understand when to run through, when to fall back, when to take on a guard, when not to, when it's run, when it's play action pass, all the keys that you teach guys, you know, being able to actually go out, they're easier said than done, I can tell you that. They're easier coached than actually done. And those guys do that. But I think they're really smart, study the game, have great natural instinct, and are obviously very tough human beings.
You mentioned the young linebackers here. I'm curious, what have you seen from Blake Martinez on film?
I see a lot of tackles, I can tell you that. He makes tackles all over the place. I just think he's got a knack for the game and has a real, you know, instinct for finding the football.
John, do you think Jimmy Smith is having his best year?
I do. It's probably the first year he's been able to, you know, stay healthy and stay on the field. That's been a big part of it. And I've always just felt like he's a really talented guy.
How have some of the offseason acquisitions in the secondary helped you guys this season?
Tremendously. That was probably an area that we really targeted to get strong at, and we were able to do that. Didn't miss on one player. All those guys have come through even beyond our expectations, and it's been important for us.
Your run defense got a lot better before the bye week. What do you think improved there?
I think we got Brandon Williams back. You know, that was the main thing. You know, we got him back, and that made a big difference for us between the tackles.
John, McCarthy was just talking about the challenges of an unscouted looks and facing an uncommon opponent. What are the challenges for you with a team you're not all that familiar with, and then on top of that, it's no Aaron Rodgers, it's a different quarterback in Hundley?
Right, all those things definitely present challenges. You know, you try to know all the teams in the league as well as you can, but you're never going to know them as well as the teams that you play every year or twice a year. We certainly don't know the history of the Packers, you know, in terms of the X and O history, you know, what they did against these teams or against this front or how they work things out in different situations. So it's a little harder to anticipate what you're going to get. You know, so that's probably the biggest challenge.
Hey, John, Rodgers obviously had a connection with Jordy Nelson. Do you see Hundley maybe starting to build a little of that with Devontae Adams?
I do see a connection there. It's hard for me to compare it, you know, to any other connection because I haven't, like I said, haven't studied them in that sense like we would the Steelers or the Bengals or the Browns. But definitely he's connecting number 17 quite a bit, you know. And but I also think that he's got a great receiving core. I think they have a bunch of playmakers everywhere, tight end and receiving. All those guys are very capable of making plays, and you know, obviously, he knows what he's doing in that offense.
Do you think you'll have Woodhead available for you this weekend?
I hope so. Got my fingers crossed, but we really don't know at this point.
You were talking about Green Bay's playmakers. Do you have to find a way to get your guys? You know, talking about Macklin and geez, Lee's the other receiver from Pittsburgh. Mike Wallace, thank you. You have to find a way to get those guys involved some more?
We do. That's a big challenge for us. It's very important that we do that. We have, I think when you talk about, someone had mentioned, that's a good question about the offense and the numbers. To me, that's one of the biggest parts of that. We have some guys who are very capable of making plays, who have made plays, and we've got to get that going for us if we want to do anything the second half of the season.
John, how do you incorporate young guys into your special teams? You guys have been at a pretty elite level without having a drop-off.
That's a great question also. That's probably the biggest challenge. You know, we just try to pick the right guys and coach them up, you know, and it's a process. I think most things are learned, from experience. And you hope that guys are quick learners, that they don't make too many mistakes before they learn some of the hard lessons. You know, obviously we try to get out in front of those things and demand certain, certain things that we think are important in playing special teams. But in this league, I think that's always going to be the challenge. It has been for many years, as long as I've been in the league, because you're usually rolling through those guys every year, and you've got to get them playing at a high level. You're going to have a bunch of rookies out there playing against certain veterans who know how to play. We tell our guys that all the time. Can't take this for granted, because these guys you're going to be playing against, they know how to play special teams. They know what they're doing, and they're licking their chops when they see a rookie out there. So you got to get them up to speed quick as you can.
John, you've been there a long time, and you've won a Super Bowl. Mike's been here a long time and has won a Super Bowl. I'm wondering what the challenges are, even though some of your roster changes every year, to having success, making sure things don't get too stale, and maybe evolving. What kind of challenges, and how have you met those yourself?
Well, those are challenges, and those are definitely the things that you have to meet as a coach all the time. I don't care if you're a first-year coach or a 20th-year coach. You know, you got to be relevant to your guys and to the game, you know. And I think Mike has done a brilliant job of that. He's one of the best in the league, and his success speaks for itself. They've got a great organization, and you know, I think good coaches figure that out and find a way to connect with their guys. You know, it's not just year to year; it's week to week and day to day. You know, and you've got to really be focusing on your team and your players' upcoming challenges really every second of every day.
Hey, John. Obviously, Anthony Levine got his start up here, you know, a number of years ago. Why do you think he's been a good fit for you guys, you know, over these last few years with what you guys do?
Oh, that's a great point. The one thing is, he came in, he had been there for a couple of years, so he had some experience under his belt, and he had been, he knew how it worked, and he was really committed to playing special teams, and he probably just matured right at that time, you know, in his career. And for us, he just, hit it off. He played hard. He learned our system, and he made plays for us in special teams. He's been that guy ever since. He only gets better, really. He's very determined not to let the young guy come up, beat him out. You know, he's very cognizant of that, and he comes out every day and works like, every day is the most important day of his career.
Green Bay's O-line has been beat up this year. Obviously, you have two without your guards and without Marshall. Just how hard has that been to overcome?
Big challenge. You know, Green Bay's done a great job of overcoming that, and we're certainly working to try to do a great job, too. I really think that our coaches have done a great job of that. Joe D's done a great job of that. Greg Roman, Marty have really plugged those guys in, and they're playing at a high level for us, and I'm really proud of those guys.
How big of a weapon are your kickers?
They're a pretty big weapon, yeah. I wouldn't trade our guys for anybody. You know, I really really proud of all three of our specialists. You know, they're pros. They know what they're doing.